Yobi.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. We are so excited to be here today. Did you see the weather, Howard? I mean, it is like blue skies. It's so gorgeous.
Blue sky shining on you. Is that a song? Or did I just make that up?
Nothing
it sounds
but
familiar.
Blue skies from now on, right?
It's Super Bowl weekend. The Jaguars are going to win. Oh, no, that's next year.
You're so crazy.
That's next year, right?
You are crazy. Yes, next year. That's what we're going to plan on.
Yeah, but in the meantime, there are going to be houses listed. Houses go into pending status. They go under contract. There are going to be houses that go sold this weekend. That's what's going to happen.
Yes, it's an exciting time in real estate because you know what's happening. The economy is healthy, right? So what happens to interest rates? They start going up.
They go up.
And what's happened to prices over the last year? Been going up.
We're going to talk about that today.
This is the time. If you're thinking about buying, now's the time before interest rates go higher and before prices go higher, right?
What about if you're thinking about selling?
Well, selling's always good because this is the time buyers getting out to buy. So this is the right time to sell as well.
Inventory
right?
Because is so low.
You're going to report later about how much prices have increased right here in our area.
Yeah.
You know what I have to say?
What do you have to say?
A little bit of housekeeping. I forgot.
Housekeeping?
I mean, I didn't forget.
What,
you just jumped right.
Is your desk dirty or something?
You just jumped right into real estate. But I wanted to say good morning to my dad. Fred Wolverton, who had a birthday yesterday, and wish him a happy, happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Fred. Yep. Yeah, he is a regular listener.
He is. I know he is.
We have lots of regular listeners.
We do.
So, you know, 2 weeks ago, we had a call from one of our regular listeners who just called to say that she enjoyed our show. And I wish I remember her name because I'd like to give a shout out to her. But she called near the end of the show. And I just want to say thank you to whoever is listening on a regular basis, or whoever is just listening for the first time, and say thank you.
Yes.
You make the show worthwhile for us.
Yes.
Because we enjoy doing this, and we're doing it for all of you. So thank you all for listening and for making 2018 the best year yet. This is our seventh year doing this.
Yes,
and we're doing
it
all for you.
Every Saturday here on WBOB, we've been coming in for 7 years.
Oh, my goodness. How about that?
So 7 years. Think about how many Saturdays that is. That's a lot of Saturdays.
That is. Did you have a good week?
Oh, yeah. Had a great week.
Yeah. And tomorrow we're meeting a young couple, a friend of my son's, who is getting married soon.
So cute.
First time home buyers.
Yes.
We're going to interview them.
Yes.
And find out exactly what they're looking for. And that's what we do. We sit down with new buyers, whether it's their first house or their last, and find out what they're looking for, where they want to live, their lifestyle and all, so that we can kind of narrow down and find them the best house for them. And that's before we ever show them their first house.
Yes.
So it's easy to say, okay, how much do you want to spend? That's what a lot of realtors do. How much do you want to spend in what area of town? It's so much more than that. We want to find them their perfect home. So we have this like 3-page interview questions, and we get to know them and then put them in our cars and take them around and want to make sure that we're not just wasting their time by showing them houses that they're not going to like.
True.
Right?
True. Yep.
All right. And today we have a contest. Ready for the contest?
What's the contest?
Well, average mortgage debt at the end of 2017 was about $202,000. And the average balance on credit cards around the country was $6,300. Okay? Guess the average number of credit cards that people have. Okay? That's it. That's an easy one. Now, I know I'm not average.
Oh, God. No, you're not.
And neither are you.
I'm not?
I've seen your wallet.
Ooh.
I've seen you pull out a credit card and seen them bursting out of your wallet.
Bursting?
Bursting.
What kind of impression do you think you're setting right here?
That you have a lot. Did I say a lot of credit cards?
You did say a lot.
I did. So the winner gets a little tracking device.
All of that is relative, though, right? If it's more than you, then you're going to say it's a lot.
Well, it's a whole lot more than the average. I'll say that.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know. Anyway, how'd we do for... we got lots to talk about today.
Let's talk.
Including that I'm going to have a confession to make, but we're going to get that...
Confession.
That's right. A confession
to... I need a priest here. Get a confession.
You're going to love this because the confession is I was wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
So, everyone stick to
this show gets recorded, right?
Segment.
So, I can hear him say he's wrong. Yes.
I was wrong.
Yes.
Stick to the second segment when you are going to, and all of our listeners are going to hear me admit I was wrong.
Love it.
But there's a funny part.
I can't wait to hear what it's about.
A positive part to me being wrong.
Okay. Yep.
But for right now, how were the numbers for this particular week?
Well, like we report on every week, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 602 offers got accepted. Now, that's up 3% from last week. 716 new homes came on the market, and that's up 7% from last week. 165 of the 716, well, they're already under contract, and 44 of those went under contract on the very first day. 469 people actually closed on a home for themselves, and we say...
Congratulations!
And that number's up 27%. But, of course, it was an end-of-month kind of week.
End-of-month is
always higher numbers.
Higher.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we've been talking about interest rates, too.
Oh, yeah.
The prediction for this year, 2018, was that interest rates will be going up a point or so.
Yeah.
And... the prime rate has been going up. It's been predicted that it's going to go up even more.
Uh-huh.
Like you said a little bit earlier, when the economy is good, interest rates go up. And so far, the economy is doing pretty good.
Yes.
So interest rates are going up, and they have been. So
yeah.
Tell us what's been going on.
All right. Well, the 30-year interest rate rose 0.05 of a point to 4.41%. So this time last year, it was 4.19%. The 15-year rate also rose 0.04 of a percent to 3.85%. And this time last year, it was lower at 3.4%. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate rose 0.20 of a point.
A fifth of a point. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, a fifth of a point. That's better to say. up to 4.25%. Now, the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, it's still a great deal if you plan on only being in your home for 5 years or less. It also rose, this time 0.08 of a point to 3.79%. Last year, it was only 3.2%. So everything went up, all of them.
So every week so far this year, all 5 weeks, interest rates have gone up. What are you waiting for? By the way, is bond money still available for first-time home buyers?
Yes, it is.
So tell us about that real quick.
Well, I don't have time to tell you about that real quick.
$7,500 is available as an interest-free loan that you don't have to pay back until you sell your
home.
Yeah,
when you sell, you do have to pay back.
Yeah, but you can use it for down payment.
Right? Absolutely.
All right. So call us with your guest to the question, how many credit cards does the average person have in their wallet? That's an easy one.
All right. Just a number.
It's just a number.
Call in and guess.
What's the number to call?
222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-TALK, T-A-L-K, which is 8255.
That's right. Hey, stay with us, everybody. We got lots of stuff to talk about, including my admission that I was wrong about something.
Can't wait.
So you're going to find out what that is. Angela, you don't know what it is.
Oh, boy.
That's right. We haven't talked about this before this show, so stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro Inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com. There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., NMLS number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by CMG Financial. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. This is a great weekend. Super Bowl.
It's a beautiful day, too. Skies are really blue outside.
The weather's nice. It's cold. Feels good. I think somebody's calling, but you know what's going to happen in this segment?
What?
You're going to say you were wrong about something and everybody gets to witness it.
But first we have to repeat the contest. We're going to get our
caller
on the phone. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And I'm just guessing. I'm going to say the average person has 3 credit cards.
You are exactly right.
Yay, Nancy.
The first caller is the best caller.
You've got to be kidding.
No, you're correct.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I probably have double that amount in my wallet. How many do you have?
Me?
Yeah. You have more than that?
No, don't be mad at me.
Why would I be mad at you?
I prescribe to Dave Ramsey, and you know what he says? Perform plastic surgery.
Good for you.
I love
it. Well, I have one credit card because, you know, it's very difficult to get an airline ticket over the phone
if you don't
have a credit card.
That, rent a car, anything, right? You do have to have one just to have one to do business.
Yeah, that's really super.
Yes. Well, that's exciting. Well, while you're on the phone, do you have any real estate questions for us?
No, I really don't, but I enjoy listening to your show.
Well
good.
Thank you
so much. We appreciate it. That's why we do it.
Absolutely do. So we're going to send you back to Alan, our producer, and he's going to get your address. And then
we're going to send you a little tracking device.
So, and what real estate company are you?
Watson.
We're with Watson.
What?
Watson Realty.
Oh, okay. I live at Julington Creek. There's a Watson just on the other side of the creek.
Yes, there is. There's actually, Mr. Watson has 42 offices. So they are all over the place, from Georgia down to Kissimmee, Florida. And
in the South. Okay.
Yes, just in the South. So he's a wonderful, wonderful businessman. I have been working for him for 20 years.
Well, I know he's good to the community, that they do a lot.
He is, yes,
that
indeed.
I'll see their name, that they sponsor things. So that, I've been in the Jackson area about 2 years. So.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome. That's great. I'm glad you're here. Where'd you come from?
Vieira.
Vieira? Where's that?
Vieira. It's the northern part of Brevard County, Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Vieira,
okay. I'm sorry,
area.
I wasn't familiar
it's
with
a,
that.
That's okay. It's a booming area like the Bartram, Julington Creek area.
Got it.
Is up
got
here.
It. Yes. Yes.
Well,
that's
we're
great.
Glad you're here.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Alan. Did you get her, Alan? Okay.
All right. Alan's going to get her name and address so that we can send her that little tracking device so she can keep track of her keys or her car or her kids or whatever she needs to keep track of. You know, one of the fun features here on the show that we do once a month are the high and low sales for the previous month. And there are a couple of surprises. So of the million-dollar properties that sold, there were 15 of them here in Northeast Florida.
So let me just make mention, because we've been doing this every month for 7 years, right?
Yeah.
6 years. It's always between 12 and 17. There's been a couple of months it's been up to like 22 million-dollar homes in a month. But generally, it's between 12 and 17.
And this month, or January, it was 15. Now, here's the surprise.
What's that?
Not a single one was on the ocean.
What?
This is the first time that that has ever happened.
Wow.
Normally, the highest priced one is on the ocean. And normally, about half of them are oceanfront. Not a single one of the 15 were oceanfront.
Interesting.
Yes.
So, what does that tell you?
Nothing.
Price. Yeah, it does.
I don't know what it tells me.
Prices are going up in other areas.
Yeah,
so that it's not predominantly the beach that, you know, the oceanfront that's over a million.
Yeah. Six of them were on the water.
Okay.
And
like riverfront or
and seven of them were cash. So let me tell you about the most expensive one. Sold for $2.85 million. It was in Atlantic Beach, but again, not on the ocean.
Right.
It's a four-bedroom, five-and-a-half bath, 5,700 square feet. Had a pool. Now, this was – you've heard of these lap pools where you get in and there are jets of water shooting at you that keep you swimming?
Yes.
Well, this was a real lap pool. 53 feet long.
Wow.
Yeah. Only
that'll keep you in shape.
10 feet wide, but 53 feet long.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh,
I've seen
my.
That several times in people's homes.
Yeah, they started out to try and sell this at $3.4 million, but had to come down to $2.85. It was on the market for a long time, though, 420 days. They only owned it for 3 years, had a cedar shake roof. Which is very unusual, but not necessarily for Atlantic Beach.
Not for the
Atlantic
Beach,
it had, there are several homes there. And they had put new windows in that were rated for 190 miles per hour.
Awesome.
That could withstand some hurricane winds.
Yes, it could.
Had four marble verandas, which is a fancy name for a porch, but 11-foot ceilings and something that I haven't seen before, the baseboards. And usually baseboards are either 4, 5, or 6 inches. 11 inches tall.
That's an old house.
Well, I don't know.
Was it old? Do you remember?
It was about 20 years old, so not that old. Solid mahogany doors.
Wow.
And a wine fridge that held 600 bottles.
That's my kind of fridge.
There you go. Okay. Now, if you didn't want to spend that kind of money, if you wanted to be on a little bit on the lower end,
yes,
instead of $2.8 million, you could spend $4,900 for the lowest priced one, a three-bedroom, one bath for 1,236 square feet. It was a fixer-upper, labeled that way, bank-owned property, paid cash. By the way, the other one paid cash also. 173 days on the market, so it was a real fixer-upper. Started at $19,900 and had to go all the way down to $4,900.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a real fixer-upper. The pictures show that even the windows needed to be replaced on it.
Interesting.
It was boarded up.
Wow.
Yeah. How about condos? There are four condos sold for over $1 million. Two of them were on the ocean. Two of them paid cash. The highest priced one, now this one really surprised me. Highest price, $1,350,000, four bedroom, four bath, almost 3,000 square feet, on the market for 151 days, paid cash. Now, the condo complex was on the ocean, but this one did not even have an ocean view. Why would someone pay that much money? I wouldn't.
Well, you wouldn't, but somebody
did.
Would. Absolutely, Howard. There's something for everyone. So just because you wouldn't do it doesn't
mean
other people wouldn't do it. It's a beautiful building. That's a great address to live in. And you know what? If you're on that side of the road and not the ocean side, you're only paying
$1,350,000.
If you were on the other side, you'd be paying a lot more than that.
See, I'd only go to $1,300,000 for not oceanfront. It's a little joke there.
Okay. You crazy.
On the low side. Now
I think that's my new thing I'm going to say about you now.
That I'm crazy?
You're crazy.
Okay. On the other side, for the lowest price condo, this is the one that surprised me, is that it's higher than normal. The lowest price
one. You said
one,
that last month, too, I think. You said it was higher than normal.
$42,000.
Okay.
And this was not a fixer-upper. A two-bedroom, two-bath, 806 square feet on the market for 48 days. Paid cash, move in ready. So the price of the lowest condos is going up.
Yeah. And so we've been talking about that too, about how prices have been going up. Interest rates are going up. The economy's good. Unemployment's down. We have a perfect combination of people getting into the market. This is going to be a strong spring.
Okay. It's time for me to talk about a little bit about the year in review. And it's time for me to make my confession, Angela.
We only have 2 minutes. I want to hear it.
That's right. I was wrong by a lot.
It'll take me 2 minutes to be in agreement and laugh and make fun of you.
Okay. It has to do with my predictions that I made a year ago for 2017.
Okay. What happened?
Now, I have to say it a little bit more correctly. I reported that mortgage experts had predicted that mortgage interest rates would increase at least a point during 2017. Well, they didn't. In fact, they hardly rose a quarter of a point. So that's the first thing I was wrong about.
Well, we're glad you were wrong about that, Howard.
That's right. Yes. But wait until you hear the other one.
Oh, I can't wait until you tell us you were wrong about something else, too. Yay!
I predicted that prices here in Northeast Florida would raise 4 to 5%. I was wrong. Boy, was I wrong.
And I'm going to guess this is good for everybody, too.
Well, this is based on year-end results of every sale in the 28,000 sales reported through the Northeast Florida Association of Realtors. The median price, that's the middle price of all the 28,000.
Everybody knows median, yes.
Okay. 10% they went up. And the average price, which is taking all of them, it went up 8.9%.
And what did you guesstimate it was going to be?
4 to 5%.
Thank gosh, you were wrong.
But what a way to go wrong.
Yes.
So this is great if you sold. if you waited to buy, this isn't so good. But I think the trend's going to continue, as I talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, so, I think so too.
Prices are going up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait if you're going to buy a house. You know,
call us.
Rents
we can
are
help
going
you.
Up. Hey, stay with us, everybody. We got lots more to talk about, including, wish I had a realtor. Stay with us.
From the DivorceMenOnly.com studios, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB, Talk Radio. Kenny Lay and Associates, DivorceMenOnly.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes says there's simply no evidence that President Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia last year during the presidential election cycle. Nunes is leading a House investigation into that very topic. Yesterday, the House did agree to release a memo outlining what many people say are clear indications of bias at the FBI against the Trump campaign and now the Trump White House. The bottom line, according to Nunes, is that there's nothing that supports speculation that the campaign worked with Russia or its proxies. The FBI and Democrats allege the just-released memo does omit critical facts and is, in fact, misleading. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says it's been a tough journey to the Super Bowl this year. Kickoff time tomorrow for Super Bowl 52, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. They'll be kicking it off in Minneapolis as the Pats take on the Eagles. This is SRN News.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store, 195 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
The month of February contains many happy events, but this February marks a very special event for the Boger family, owners of Boger Shoes here in Jacksonville. This February, Erica and Brett Boger will celebrate their daughter Skylar's first birthday. And to help celebrate Skylar's first birthday, Boger Shoes is having a fantastic sale on baby shoes for the entire month. This month, when you purchase one pair of baby shoes at regular price, you can purchase another pair at 50% off. That's right, get 50% off your second pair. Your birthday might not be this month, but you can still take advantage of Skylar's birthday special at Boger's. And it won't be long before spring sets in, so check out Boger's new spring arrivals. For 61 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. Stop by Boger's on Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
It's absolutely a disgrace. And the president keeps saying this is the biggest tax cut in American history. No, it's not. They're slamming it to millions of Americans because they will not cut government. This class warfare crap is unbelievable. And it's coming from Republicans. It's coming from Republicans. But the fact is, you cannot slash taxes without slashing taxes for those who pay them.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Still some good-looking driving out there. As for the bridge, well, another bridge, Matthews, is currently closed for construction. Going to be cloudy all weekend, breezy today, high 59, overnight low 53. And then a 50% chance of rain for your Sunday, high 72, 30% chance of rain Sunday night, low of 55. But Monday, sunny skies, high 64. Currently 54, AM 600, WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here at Real Estate Radio talking about buying and selling houses and what's happening in the economy and how great things are. And we are forecasting a wonderful year in sales.
Yeah, and I know you're
real
happy.
Estate sales.
During the break, you were so happy that I admitted to make a mistake. And you know,
but you know why?
Why?
I mean, it's not that I want to see you make a mistake. I know sometimes I make fun of you like that here on the air because It's just fun to do. But the truth is the things you were wrong about were good for our economy.
They really were.
Prices were up. Interest rates didn't go up as high as you thought.
When I was writing the show, I thought about, you know, that I would admit to making that mistake, but it also encouraged me to write something, a segment that we haven't had in a while, and that's a segment that's called For Sale by Owner. Uh-oh, what do I do now? Wish I had a realtor. And it's a mistake.
It's a mistake not to have a realtor, that's for sure. I don't know why people think they can do this job. It's tough.
It is. So we haven't done this segment, gosh, in about 2 months. So we got a call a couple of months ago from, excuse me, from a radio show listener who was selling his home as a FSBO, which is FSBO, for sale by owner. So we're going to call him Mr. FSBO. He had contracted to buy a house that was already under construction by a local builder, and it was going to be ready sometime in February or March of this year. So, and his wife, she just loved that new house.
Every wife loves her new house. Hello.
Well, because she, you know,
it building it. She's building it the way she wants it.
And picking out the colors of the interior. It was already started to be built, of course, right. Like I said. And so she got to pick out all the colors the way that she wanted. So, now, for his FSBO, he took his own pictures, and he thought that he had priced it favorably based on his own research, and he got a buyer. He was lucky. He got a buyer in less than 2 weeks on his own house. He got contract paperwork off of the internet, and they started to pack. So everything was working out great. Now, he started to be a bit concerned, however, after about a month went by, and he heard nothing from his buyer about doing a home inspection, because he knew that most people do that, and most people get an appraisal because the guy was getting a loan. Nothing. He didn't
That's
hear.
That's very concerning.
He didn't hear anything.
Yes.
So our FSBO seller called his buyer, and he got some bad news. The buyer had his own. It turned out that his buyer had his own house to sell before he could qualify to purchase this house.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my. Didn't find that out at the time he went under contract. So that house was under contract, but that buyer could not get financing. As such, this buyer could not buy the FSBO seller's house, and that meant that our FSBO seller could not buy his newly built house. Oh, my. What does he do now? So, Mr. FSBO, he calls us, and he asks for our help. Like, uh-oh, what do I do now? Wish I had a realtor.
Right.
So what happened, Angela?
Well, you know, we know that he needs to sell his house really quickly, right? So we go look at his house, and it's lovely. I mean, absolutely lovely. But it just needs a couple of items changed. And, you know, so we asked him to change the paint color in one of the rooms. And then, of course, we used our professional photographer for the photos. And I have this thing about closets. I've got a secret way of doing closets so they look good. And so we had him do
and
that.
And look bigger.
And they look bigger, yeah. And he had it underpriced too, Howard. Eek. You know, if you don't get a professional's opinion, you don't always know that you're at the right price. And he had it underpriced by $20,000.
Yeah, it's no wonder he sold it quick.
Yeah. So we listed the house for him, $20,000 higher. And we also checked into getting a temporary loan for him. It's called a bridge loan. Just in case he needed it to be able to close on his new house. So, you know, we have a lot of resources and we know where to find them so that we can help buyers and sellers.
Boy, did that bring him a sigh of relief, too. He could sell his house for $20,000 higher and he could get a bridge loan.
Right.
All right. So Angela and I then marketed the house to get it sold quickly. As it turned out, he didn't need the bridge loan.
Which was great.
So we sold the house the very first weekend, and we sold it for that full $20,000 higher. Isn't that great?
Yes.
And so that's more, of course, than he had it priced for. And that definitely paid for all of the sales commission. So using us as his realtor really, really paid off. By the way, he and his wife did get to buy that newly built house.
Yes. So really, the bottom line here is this. Most of this could have been prevented if a realtor was used for both the buyer and the seller at the beginning of the process. It may even have helped the original buyer. See, that happens so frequently. It's a domino effect, right? I mean, there was three separate families in this process, plus the builder, who all had a stake in this game. And most for sale by owners cannot pull that off.
Yeah,
but realtors can.
Yeah, if the original buyer had checked out properly, and a realtor would have done this, that original buyer's buyer,
right,
had all been checked out to see that everyone was qualified to buy, that buyer of the FSBO buyer might have been able to buy that house. And our FSBO buyer may have been able to buy this house that he wanted. Everyone may have been happy if a realtor was involved from the start.
Yes.
So that's our advice. And, you know, our FSBO buyer underpriced. Just because you have a realtor and are paying commission, you are getting value. You don't want to underprice. And do you know that of all the houses sold over the last 3 years, there was an analysis done of average house prices.
And
the average price of a FSBO versus the average of all FSBOs versus the average price of houses sold with realtors is actually more than the average commission rate. So what I'm trying to say is that you are getting the value. You're paying more. I'm sorry. You are selling.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going, did you just say that right? I don't know if I heard you right.
What I'm trying to say.
Basically, if you use a realtor, you make more money.
That's correct. You're selling it for more than the cost of commission.
Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite stories is that the guy who owns ForSaleByOwner.com had a penthouse in New York. And, of course, when he went to sell his own penthouse, he put it on ForSaleByOwner.com. He did not get it sold. He ended up hiring a realtor who raised the price.
And got it sold.
A lot. Not a little bit, but a lot. And he got it sold. So, yeah, that's one of my favorite stories. So even if the owner of one of those for sale by owner companies can't get his own house sold or not for enough money, you know, you should really give that some thought, that having a realtor in the process is so much better for you because – especially in today's time, there's so much to know. There's no way that you know that as a homeowner.
We do so much more than just put a home in the multiple listing service. Now, there are some realtors that's all they do.
That's true.
Is they just put it in the multiple.
And some of them still take pictures off their iPhones.
That just drives me crazy.
Me too.
When you look,
not to anybody's advantage.
When you look at the multiple listing service, like we do all the time when we're searching for homes for some of our customers that are buying, it is an incredible amount of difference between homes that are shown with a professional photographer,
right,
and those that are just taken with an iPhone or an iPad. Or even there's a big quality difference between a really good professional photographer and one that's just so-so.
Or doing it for a hobby.
Yeah. Just
yes.
An amazing amount of difference.
Well, it's the most important step, really, because everybody starts on the internet. So we're going to wow them at the internet. You know, we talk about curb appeal and how important that is. But this is kind of that curb appeal on the internet, right? Like, we're going to capture a buyer there first on the internet. And you do it with the photos. And you do it with prepping the house so the photos are taking pictures of something pretty.
Well, you know, your first showing is not when people come in your front door.
It's when they see it on the internet.
That's right.
Yes.
Hey, when we come back after the break, I'm going to talk about a scam that has happened to at least 28,000 people right here in Northeast Florida in 2017. Happened to my son, and he called me about it yesterday and said, Dad, is this for real? And I'm going to tell you about it because it happened to 28,000 of you just this
last year.
Past year.
Yep.
Wait till you hear it. And it's sort of a scam and sort of a way just to get money out of you. Is it illegal? No.
Not technically.
But not technically, but stay with us, everyone. I'll tell you about it.
Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., NMLS, number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com. It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChemScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Super Bowl weekend.
Super Bowl weekend, so beautiful weather.
Who are you rooting for? You want to say?
Patriots.
Patriots. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been winners so often. One of my customers is a big, one of our customers, big Eagle fan. So I think I'm going to root for the Eagles.
Well, I love that you and I are at odds, so that's just normal.
You know what? I think it's normal.
It's always normal that you and I are at odds.
I'm just looking for a real, actually, I'm just looking for a really good game.
Yeah, I hope it is. Actually, you know what I'm looking for? Commercials. That's why I watch the game.
Oh, okay.
I don't really care about either team.
Who's performing at halftime?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm in for commercials.
You're down for commercials.
Yes,
commercials. All right.
Yep.
Oh, so have you been good this week or have you been bad?
Well, quite the question.
Well, you're always good, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, yes. Let's talk about some bad boys. I said right before the break that 28,000 of you have been somewhat scammed this week, or an attempted scam. Now, it's really not illegal what this company did. But, and they've been doing it for years.
Right.
But it is sort of a scam. And it happened to my son because he bought a house in December. It happened to my daughter because she bought a house in November.
But it happens to everyone who buys a house. So that's the most important part. Not just a house, a condo, whatever. Anything.
So virtually every purchaser of a home in the last few years got a letter in the mail that looked very, very official. It looks like it came from the county clerk. So it tells you that you purchased a home, which of course you did.
Right.
So it looks very, very
official. Yes.
And that you need to send a check in the enclosed envelope for $85 to receive a copy of your deed.
Yes, but don't do that.
Don't do it. First of all, you're going to get a copy of your deed in the mail a few weeks after closing anyway.
And it's going to come from your title company.
Yes. Second of all, anybody can get a copy of anybody's deed by going online.
Yes.
Right? And it costs you nothing. You just print it off of your computer. Or you can get an official stamped one by going to the county clerk's office and paying the whopping cost of $1 per page. And the deed is almost always a maximum of 2 pages. By the way, the deed is not like when you get a car. A car has what's called a title. Now, that's a valuable piece of paper.
Yes.
Because you need that to transfer ownership of your car. So if you lose that, you got to go back to the county. You have to, you know, pay money to get a sworn statement saying you lost it and go through a whole rigmarole to get a new title. But a deed, if you go to sell your home, they just write up a new deed saying you're transferring your property. So a deed in and of itself is not a valuable piece of paper. You just have to say, hey, I'm Howard Vergalis. I'm transferring ownership in my property to somebody else. It's not that valuable. Anybody can get one. I can go on the internet and get a copy of the deed to Angela, your house, or I can go and get a copy of anybody's deed. It's just a piece of paper to look up to see who has ownership.
Correct.
So don't get scammed by this company that sends you this official looking thing that says, I'm going to send you a copy of an official deed to your house. It is a scam. So we have one thing to say to this company. That's right. Now, by the way, they're just another way of marketing their service.
Yes.
To trick you into making $85.
Again, so be clear, Howard. So a lot of times when you're reporting on scams, it involves illegal activity and people go to jail. That is not what you're reporting today. You're talking about a service that is a business design service. It is, a legit, let's call it that. It's a legit business. I'll send you a copy of your deed for $85. They can do that. It's just, why would you pay someone to send, to get a copy of your deed when you can get it yourself? Plus, your title company is going to send it to you. So we want to present it as a scam, but know that it is not illegal in what they're doing. They're not doing anything wrong that would cause them to go to jail, which is why they've been doing this for decades. Think about how much money they've made. Because you know people have fallen for this.
Well, the thing that bothers me is they make it look like it's an official document from the county.
That's the part that feels like a scam.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And I've seen it from more than one company, too. So it's, it's prevalent.
Yeah.
It's bad.
You know, it started out this morning being really cold out.
Yes.
And it's getting a little warmer.
Hot, hot, hot. Woo!
And it's Super Bowl weekend. But
yes.
I'm going to sell a house today.
Okay.
I am
Which one are you selling today?
I am going to Palencia today,
Palencia.
The show.
Yes.
And I am going to sell a house that's been on the market for a couple of months now, and it is time. You know, the higher the cost of a home,
longer
the bigger the
sell.
Home, the longer it takes to sell. Yep. But this one, it's time. It's 100 La Mesa Drive in the guard-gated part of Palencia. This is almost 4,300 square feet. It's four bedroom plus an office plus a loft. So there's a flex area next to the kitchen, the loft. Well, it's not a loft.
Don't call it a loft.
Huge bonus room.
It's a huge bonus room. Huge.
It even has a balcony. It's 4.5 baths, so many built-ins. The home was built by David Weekly, so you know it
great
is
builder.
Quality construction.
Great builder, yeah.
High ceilings, a screened-in porch, gorgeous landscaping, paver patio. It's a golf course community. There's an elementary school right in the community, St. Johns County Schools, and it's the cheapest cost per square foot in the community, $541,000. I'm going to be there today from noon to 2. This is a party house, and what I mean by that is there are so many open rooms that go from one room to another.
Yeah.
Great, great party home. There was a broker's open there. There are four homes in the community that were open the other day. Everyone that came in said, oh my gosh, this is a fabulous party home.
Yes.
The kitchen area, I got to tell you about this because this is a comment that everybody made. Two center islands that are each 10 feet long.
It's crazy.
I mean,
the space is amazing.
Beautiful.
Yes. Big kitchen.
Party house.
Integrated with the family room. Yeah,
yeah,
it's wonderful.
And we got another open house that you're going to tell people about, right?
I am. This one is in Mandarin, and it's on 11652 Summerbrook. It's in the gated community of Summer Haven Manors. It's located off Greenland Road. This home is 2,537 square feet. It's four bedrooms, 2.5 baths. It's colonial in style. It has an office, a formal living room, formal dining room, and a family room. This is walking distance to Mandarin High School. This has the kitchen's been updated. It has granite countertops. It has new appliances. And what I love about it is that the kitchen is open to the family room. So it's completely integrated. So whether you're, you know, you won't have to miss a minute of anything. You can be in there cooking or doing whatever and still see what the family's up to. So,
do you know that you can get an acre of land right near the airport, little over an acre of land right
Wait
near
Wait a minute.
The,
I forgot to say that Summerbrook's open today. Sorry.
Noon to 2.
Noon to 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was going to tell you, you can get a little over an acre of land right near St. Augustine
Airport. Yep.
That is ready for a new regular home, modular home, mobile home.
Whatever you'd like.
Whatever.
It has a mobile home on it right now, but it would take a lot of money to renovate. It could be done, or you could just take that off. You can have it removed for $5,000 and bring in a new mobile home, and it's still priced really low at
$60,000. And it already has septic.
Yeah, 1.1 acres, 1.11.
Ready to go.
Yes.
All right. You know, folks.
I hear our music.
I hear our music, too. Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. We want to thank you for listening and for your support. Call Angela after the show at 465-3845. 465-3845. Call me, 687-8161. We're both here. You need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling, and we are here to help you. And the Van Wees are up next to tell you about, oh my gosh, a 3% reduction in the Dow Jones. But we're still up for the year, so things are good. Have a blessed day, everyone. Everyone, eat a lot of stuff for the Super Bowl tomorrow. We're going to be back with you next week live. God bless everyone. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.